The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
1-800-947-3979. Questions about your dad that you wouldn't normally think about. Who thinks their dad has ever tried a hard drug? And by that, I'm going to include marijuana. You think your dad? Yeah.
My dad told me he would say, "Oh, you know, you ever smoke weed? I'll know. I can smell it from a mile away." As he's like picking me up from my boyfriend's house where we smoked weed, and I'm like, "Yeah, Dad, you're gonna know." Which maybe in hindsight he was saying that because he could tell and was like,
"Oh,
hey,
don't you wonder
I'll
now?"
Know. Yeah. Or I'd come home and immediately dig into the leftovers from dinner that I had just gone to. Yeah. They knew.
How angst do you think your dad? He'd have been hippie aged, right?
There is,
do you think your dad,
zero chance when that he was Barry has ever had a non-sanctioned narcotic in his life.
You don't think your dad got into the angel dust when he was at General Motors University?
Angel dust?
No, I don't think he ever popped any PCP.
Never took one of those questionable tattoos from a stranger that lets you taste the moon?
No, but I do know that when he was at the high school seminary, he and his best friend George went into the bell tower and tried to make wine and failed.
Okay.
They only made vinegar. I go, wait a minute. You tried to make wine? So that's about as illicit as my dad, I think, has ever gotten.
Kelly.
Yes.
Has your dad, Major Cheese, ever sent nudes to someone?
No. No, he's way too smart for that. Mm-mm.
So it's not for a lack of wanting to do it.
So he has pictures of his tallywhacker, but he's never mailed them to someone.
No, I don't even think he's got pictures of them. He works for the government, so he understands everything that's seen or worked for the government.
Yeah.
I think he's way too smart for that. But no, my dad, he can get nude. You know, he's not fully clothed all the time.
He's not a never nude.
He can
like Malin and Hot Wings.
He's capable of getting nude, taking nudes. I'm not entirely sure.
Do you think he's listening? And maybe he could text you.
Oh, he's definitely listening.
Don't text her a photo, but just like, yeah, I took these.
No, please don't do
that. Yeah, just say confirm or deny.
No, you text into the text line, Dad.
Yeah.
Don't text me.
Steve.
Yes.
Does your dad manscape? Do you think your dad shaves his pubes, or do you think he lets the farm grow wild?
I mean,
does he let the field lie fallow?
He probably doesn't. I mean, he's
like you've not been at like a. When was the last time you went to a sporting event or a concert with your dad? You lean back at the trough and check out the big gray bush.
Why would you call it that?
Yeah. It probably is.
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. Well, I was just checking.
Yeah. Okay.
Maitland?
Yeah. What's up?
What celebrity do you think your dad wants to have sex with most?
Oh.
You actually got a look of relief on your face.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I did.
That one actually, I skipped one.
Okay.
Does your dad watch porn?
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
What do you think his search terms are?
Or something to do with fishing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oopas and fish.
He's a master at baiting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stepmom's hand is caught in a largemouth bass. What's she gonna do?
Uh huh.
Everything's a stepmom.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on over and do some noodling?
Ooh. Tori's in Kentucky. What is the biggest law your dad ever broke?
The biggest law that he broke was when he was 16 years old. He was born in 51, so early, mid-60s, early 70s. He lived near an Army base in West Virginia, and he and a best friend had snuck onto the Army base and broke into the barracks and stole some military, some soldier boots.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Ballsy.
And so they eventually got caught. I'm not sure how.
So then what happened?
I think we lost her.
Oh, the military caught up with her.
Oh, no. They shut it down.
They wanted to. She had told Tommy they wanted to try them like at a military court, but eventually they relented. That could have gotten bad. Mm-hmm. How makes you think your dad manscapes?
No.
Okay.
Not even a little bit. I feel like almost the percentage of men over the age of 70 has to be like maybe 1%.
You think so?
It was just never a thing back then. I mean, you know, like look at all the people that were our parents' contemporaries in the 70s. So like Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery, like all those guys were hairy as hell. Like
That's true. You
see them with their shirts off at the on a beach or whatever.
When you see Burt Reynolds with his shirt off?
Yeah. Tom Selleck.
He's dead.
Like all those people that would have been that are the same age as my dad or in that ballpark, you know they've never lifted up a razor other than for maybe their face. There's no way.
Okay, the question that I started with Maitland, what celebrity do you think your dad would fantasize about, Hot Wings?
Oh, my gosh.
Like Julia Child or?
I mean, yeah, it would have to be.
Margaret Thatcher.
It would have to be somebody
Ginsburg.
Pretty old. Because, I mean, even if he saw somebody younger that he thought was attractive, there's no way he'd know who it was or how to describe that person.
Like if he was feeling really wild, it might be Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm thinking like Anne Margaret.
Okay.
Like she was hot in the day.
Yeah.
So that would be his memory, probably. Yeah, like that's what's there. Tops.
But you don't just like people that were hot when you were younger.
No, I don't, but
you don't think
I'm also constantly exposed to media and I can see all that. My dad probably doesn't even realize that you can see people on television anymore. You know, he's like, is that in the TV guide?
What if your dad was like, well, son, when I had that fly in my ear, I was at the hospital and they had TV on and I saw this woman and I had a physical reaction to litho. Like, would that blow your mind?
On 9 levels at least.
Yes.
Son, have you ever seen Megan Thee Stallion throw that ass in a circle?
I don't know if I'd ever stop laughing and barfing.
I don't know if you heard this new Diddy WAP.
It's like they're bringing back 50s doo-wop, but they only say WAP now.
Have you seen the cans on that Sydney Sweeney? She's really something.
I'd be like, well, I'm shocked you said that, but yes, Dad, I have, actually. I understand why this is the first time we've ever had a conversation like this.
Son, I think those are authentic sweater protectors.
Yeah.
No, they're sweater puppies.
Yeah,
they're lung protectors.
Yeah. Well, talk to Hot Wing's dad. That's what he said.
Yeah, he likes to mix metaphors.
Steve, you wanted to tell us when your dad lost his virginity. Go ahead. No, you didn't. I like the speculative ones. Do you think your dad has ever used a toy in the bedroom?
Yes.
You think so? Like what? Tonka truck?
Actual toy.
Pogs.
Dad, where's my Tamagotchi?
Like the broken face of a hungry, hungry hippo.
I'll show you who's hungry. Eat these balls. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Kelly.
Yes.
Is your dad good at dirty talk?
Oh, God, I don't like these questions.
I know it. That's why we're doing them.
Because I don't want to, like, say that my dad's not, but I also
don't
want
to be insulted.
Think about my dad doing that.
I'll bet everything's in acronyms.
Yes. He probably does it in TAPS or whatever. What's it called? Morse code?
Morse code. I'm about to EYV.
Yeah.
Delayed.
Yeah, I think he's good. he's good at it.
IYD, baby. IYD.
In your
dumper. Okay. Acronyms are fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ASAP, so you don't get KP duty, right?
That's right.
Yeah. KP. Or you'll be AWOL.
Cleaning, know. No.
Kitchen patrol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what KP is.
Kitty patrol. Oh, there we go.
No, Pinky
patrol.
Different.
Oh, there we go.
You think he's ever used the word foobar in sex?
Definitely. For sure. But that's probably like a part to a helicopter I've never heard of. And
no, FUBAR is an acronym.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
FUBAR, yeah.
Oh. He's like, no, the FUBAR is, it comes out of the helicopter. So,
that FUBAR is FUBAR. Am I right?
That's right.
Maitland, whose dad in the room do you think has most likely been in a threesome?
I don't know. I think my own, maybe.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want to get him on the blower and find out?
Sure.
No, I think it's old dick.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of dick to go around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think dick has been around.
By the way, so my kids, I always just refer to them as Grandma Joyce and Grandpa Richard.
Really?
So, yeah. But he goes by dick to everybody. Like if when you meet him, I'm
right.
Dick, right?
Yeah.
That's what he says. So, but my kids have never really followed that tracking because Richard to Dick doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So yesterday when we were looking at old photos, there was a photo that was my dad in the like early 70s. So he had big, thick, dark Elvis hair, but curly, naturally curly. And he was at work. So he was dirty and he had safety glasses on. And it just said Dick 1972. And Oliver, one of my 9-year-olds, said, "This has the D word. Did your mom not like this person?" I went, that's his name. And then all of the kids went, their eyes got big and they got quiet and they were like, don't look at any people.
Yeah.
And then we explained it and they went, oh. And then my dad said, yeah, so I'm a real dick. And they all got uncomfortable again.
Yeah, that'll do it at that age.
It was fun. I had a great time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.